Welcome to Ghost Talk, 90 informative minutes featuring the very latest news from the paranormal world, information on the latest detection equipment, and of course, your comments and questions with your hosts, intuitive paranormal investigator Elizabeth Harbin and paranormal psychologist Dr. Chuck Murphy. And now, here's Elizabeth.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ghost Talk. I am paranormal investigator Elizabeth Harbin, and normally I'm joined by parapsychologist Dr. Chuck Murphy, but we're having a little bit of a problem. We're going to see if he's going to be able to show up later on in the show. This probably is going to be a very short show, only because we were going to be talking about some of the conspiracy theories and how people are taking some of this information and turning it into some of it in a very negative way, some of it in a very positive way. But in the meantime, what I thought I would do is, because I know you guys know Halloween's coming up. If you know me at all, you know it is my holiday. Yes, it is a holiday. It's actually a lifestyle. And one of the things that I wanted to share with you guys, let me see if I can get this back. We had discussed this earlier on another program. We were talking about the origins of Halloween traditions, which I love. And I found this really, really interesting. And if you could see me trying to find my glasses, you would know that this was even more hysterical than it actually really is. Thank you, Mercury in Retro. Okay, so we're talking about the origins of Halloween traditions. One of the things that we all know and love are treats or trick-or-treating. And I am upset with you, Apple, by not showing the Great Pumpkin this year. Just throwing it out there. I know if I say it, I know you're scared, right? Of course. So trick-or-treating. This started on All Souls Day in England. People would give out pastries in exchange for prayers for dead relatives. I think we should bring that back. I really do. I think that's something we should do because I don't know about you guys, but I really kind of like those pastry business. Okay. The idea of masks and costumes. Ancient Celts would wear masks to avoid being recognized by ghosts. And this is really not funny. All of a sudden in my mind, I'm thinking, well, maybe, you know, here we are. We're walking around with these masks on. And, you know, as seriously, one of the things that I've been talking to people about is they're saying, I just don't feel like my relatives are really around me or they're really close. It was like the thought has just run across my mind that maybe that one of the reasons that's happening is because now we have those masks on and they don't know who we are, or maybe we're frightening them. I don't know. That was just a thought. It just ran across my mind. Anyway, maybe we should put our names on something. It's like, here I am. If you're looking for me, you know, raise your hand. Here I am. It's actually me. Don't be afraid. It's actually me. Okay, on to the next. Well, the next thing, it talks about colors. And of course, traditionally, it's black and orange, right? You guys have seen it. It's, you know, in all the stores, it's always black and orange. Well, do you know why it is black and orange? You say, I have no idea, Elizabeth. Please explain to me. Why is this happening? Okay, in pagan harvest celebrations, orange symbolizes crops and the black represents the death of summer. Gosh, I never thought about it being the death of summer. Did you? I didn't. I mean, that's not necessarily something that would run across my mind, but okay. So here's another thing that I hope you find interesting. It's called jack-o'-lanterns And you know, those are, you know, traditionally they are pumpkins. Well, scary faces were carved into turnips and potatoes in the Middle Ages to ward off evil spirits. And so we just talked about this, and there was a bumper crop here in the U.S. of gourds and turnips, potatoes, and of course pumpkins. And so instead of wasting or not utilizing the potatoes or the turnips, which were, you know, obviously they were needed for food, not that pumpkins aren't, but pumpkins were readily available. And so everybody could just go and cut up pumpkins, and then it'd be okay, because it'd just be, you know, I'm sure you could still use the inside of the pumpkins for the seeds, dry those out for the pumpkin seeds, take the insides of the pumpkin so that you could have pie, pumpkin muffins, all those traditional things, the good stuff. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. And one of the main things in relationship to that is the Irish immigrants. Due to the Irish potato famine of the 1840s, I believe, immigrants left Ireland for better land. Well, where did they come? They came here. The Irish brought a blend of Celtic, Roman, and Catholic beliefs that transformed into the modern day of Halloween. Thank you for coming over, because it is, like I said, it is my favorite time of the year. So all you Irish Americans, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your heritage and bringing that over here. So let's see, what else does it say? The Irish used to, they carved out turnips in Ireland and placed an ember inside. This tradition was derived from a story about Jack and how he was denied entrance into heaven or hell and was left with the ember for a light. This was due to size, availability, and ease of carving compared to the turnip. When the Irish arrived in America, they used pumpkins for carving. And it goes back to the same thing. If anybody has tried to carve a turnip or a gourd, those things are killers. Oh, geez, they're just waiting to get your fingers. How do I know that? Well, let's don't go into that one. But they're just not that readily available to carve. Now, when I was growing up, my grandfather, who was just the most magnificent individual ever as far as the carving of the pumpkin, because it didn't bother him to scoop that thing out or to carve out the eyes. But now I got to decide, do we have triangles for eyes, or do we have something else? Or what about the teeth? I got to pick out how many teeth it was going to have, those kinds of things. But I was just too little to be playing around with knives and stuff. I think I'm still... That still may be an issue with me even to this day. But anyway, I digress. So we go back. So we're talking about the pumpkin carving. So do you still carve pumpkins? Is that something that you guys do? If so, call me. I'm here by myself at 563-999-3697. Let me know. What do you do for Halloween? Now, one of the things that I usually do is, well, before the COVID hit, we would be doing our annual Day of the Dead, and we would be doing or having, you know, a seance to get in touch with family members and individuals, or getting and receiving messages to pass on to you guys. So that I don't know that that's going to be happening, but I am going to throw out what is going to be happening on Halloween. We're going to have the members of Psychic Sunday, which is Carrie, Luann, and myself. We're going to be doing a Halloween extravaganza party, and it's going to be right here on Make It So Network, and it's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. that's Central Time, and we're going to be doing 2 hours of reading cards for you, or answering as many questions as we can. All we need you to do is to call 563-999-3697, have your question ready, and we'll try and answer it. And like I said, we're going to be using the cards or just whatever the thought is that we get. We did try this on Sunday for our Psychic Sunday, and it was just a really amazing time. We really had a great time. And we had an awful lot of callers who were asking all of these amazing questions. It isn't just about my love life. It was about, do you see a relative that has a message for me? Is there something that I need to know? Can you tell me if there's an obstacle that I need to overcome in the next couple of months? Those kinds of things. So we're really excited about the interest that you guys have for all of our different shows. And so this was the perfect time for us to get together and go, well, hey, let's do something for Halloween. If we're going back down to what they're talking about with kind of the lockdown, then that might be something we really want to think about. If we can't get out and socialize like we normally do, or the kids getting out to go trick or treat, or, you know, all the above, at least if you're home, you can at least have some fun for at least 2 hours. You can join us. And besides, it's a free read. I mean, seriously, normally if you put all three of us together, that's $300. So you're getting a deal here. So anyway, well, you know what? I think since I pretty much have left all my questions, I wish I knew what I had done with them. I was really thought I was prepared tonight, and apparently I'm not. Thank you, Mercury Retro. This is just not right. So anyway, you guys take care. Unfortunately, Dr. Chuck was not able to be with us. And like I said, we were going to be discussing a lot of the talk and thoughts about the conspiracy theories about the COVID situation from the point of view of people over on the other side and what the information is from the other side. I know one of the pieces of information that I got at least 2 years ago was the fact that we were talking about death anger. I never really understood what that meant. I knew it was coming from the Native Americans, but I had no idea how was this being worked into the system. Why are you telling me? What do I need to know? Who do I need to tell this to? What purpose does it have? And so after we started getting into the COVID, and then we started having all of these unfortunate deaths and people were passing, we started getting information back from some of these people. And there was this anger, and it's a death anger. And that also relates to people who, unfortunately, and I just say this from the bottom of my heart, I am so sad over this, people who actually have to pass by themselves, because the idea that my mom would have passed by herself and I would not have been able to be there, or a family member of mine that I would not have been able to be with during this point in time, that just really can't even deal with that, because it's just so personal. Because I was there with my mom on, you know, her last breath. So to not be and experience that, I really cannot imagine that. And to be isolated or have a loved one who's actually in a rehab, anything along those lines, and you can't get in because we're trying to be safe all the way around. We certainly do not want those individuals to be compromised, and we still want to see them, but we also want to protect them as well. So we're seeing this rise again with the information coming over. Plus, we're also seeing different things pertaining to the fact that there may be the second wave, as they're calling it. I think it's called the second wave. And I've noticed just here lately that so many people's allergies are really kicking in. And one of the questions that I'm being asked is this really allergies? And how do we know this is just allergies? Well, you know, you're going to have to go to the doctor. I mean, let's get real. Unless you know that you have allergies. Some people have never had this situation before. Now, all of a sudden, they have allergies. You know, where is this coming from? So anyway, that was supposed to be part of the conversation. And like I said, Mercury's in retro, when it's just one of those things, it happens. It's no big deal. We'll just make sure that we're out of Mercury in retro for the next time we hook up. But anyway, so we're going to sign off for this. If you need to get in touch with us, by all means, be sure and send us an email at ghosttalk2020@gmail.com. If you need to get in touch with Dr. Chuck, call him at 940-440-2324. Or if you need to get in touch with me, be sure and text me at 214-454-0072. And don't forget, Halloween night, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. We are going to have a Halloween extravaganza. We certainly don't want you to miss that. So be sure and mark your calendar and get ready for a really good time. If you're going to be stuck at home, you might as well be doing something constructive. So we're going to sign off for tonight. Thank you for joining us, and we will check with you again next month. Be safe, take care, have a safe Halloween, and we'll talk to you real soon. Take care, everybody.